tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Executive Chef Fred Genovese and his guests will cook and saute. They share their food and they share their recipes. Kevin Jenkins, he's a fat man jumping in on the pots and pans. So don't touch that dial if you please. Chef and the fat man, Chef and the fat man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from Tales of the Cocktail 2009 in the Big Easy Bag.
Am I on? Right there.
Now, I got to tell you, we've got some limoncello that we're going to be packed. Is it all gone? It's not all gone, is it, Chef?
It's gone.
It's all gone?
Gone.
All right, well.
10 bottles gone.
I'll tell you one thing.
We're
going to.
Chuck?
We're out of limoncello.
No.
Chuck may be hiding a bottle.
Bring it all out here.
Chuck? There we go. There we go. Now, we're going to do something for you. The incredible people at Dubonnet, who had the beautiful ladies walking around with the gorgeous red hair and the Parisian sexy look, shall we say. Let me tell you something. It's an incredible spicy wine aperitif. It's something that was very popular years ago, but the renaissance of the cocktail is helping to bring Dubonnet back to the top of the need to have in your bar. And we're going to do something with Dubonnet like we did with Bullet Bourbon, and like we've done with the premium limoncello of Danny DeVito's. We're going to show you how to take a classic drink using Dubonnet and making it even better. So who else should we bring but the man that commands the bar at the Carousel? He is Marvelous Marvin Allen.
Hi. What am I supposed to be doing?
Will you stop it?
Oh, the only thing I know how to make is ice water.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
Listen, Rhea, you blew her socks off, man. That was awesome.
Oh, I know. I like that.
That was cool. Now you're gonna take a classic cocktail and make it more classy.
Exactly. What I'm gonna start with is about 2 ounces of Dubonnet, the French aperitif. Sort of out of fashion, but it's really coming back strong. So what we're going to do is put it in a shaker over ice.
We're going to have to ask Chef Besh and the chefs to give it a taste afterwards. Will you be willing to do that, chefs? Okay, very good.
Well, I don't know if we can let Chef Besh do it.
I haven't tasted any cocktail.
Yo, Chef Alain hasn't done it yet, so he's
going to have to. I'm going to need a ride back to the restaurant, wherever you are.
All right.
Oh, about that much.
All right, that's about how much?
About 2 ounces or so.
2 ounces or so?
Yeah. Then what we're going to do is, because we're going to do a perfect Manhattan, do you know what makes it perfect?
No.
Sweet and dry vermouths.
Wow.
Okay, dry would be just dry.
Yes.
Sweet would be just sweet. Perfect is both.
Marvin, I'm the one of the two that tip. Remember that.
Oh, that's true. Exactly. You know, okay. When we do perfect, it's both vermouths.
Okay.
And when it's dry vermouth, and of course.
Okay. A little contrast.
All right.
And pour it in. Like about that much.
About a shot?
About a shot each.
All right.
And I think I overdid on vermouth, so I add a little bit more Dubonnet.
Now, Dubonnet is something that's not only great as an aperitif, but it's by itself, but now you're showing how it can be used as a great classic drink. Yeah, what the heck?
Get your little taste here.
All right, let me see here. Let me see if I can get the balances, because I've got these wonderful chefs. I mean, when you got Fesh and Shy in the house, you got to go, oh, my God. Woo! It's got
and
a nice spice
shaking.
To it.
Right.
Very spicy, but not overpowering, Chef Fred. I got a taste of vanilla. I got a little cinnamon, a little pear. It almost tastes like
right. Now, what do I do with my martini glass?
Oh, I don't know. There it is. Now, is it true that you can change the taste of a cocktail with the glass?
This is true. This is true. Because of the air surface and everything has it reacts to the liquid itself.
There you have it, my friend. So have the perfect glass, you'll have the perfect cocktail.
Oh. And I think who we need to taste this one is Chef Alain.
Yes, please. I've been begging.
He hasn't gotten anything yet.
I've been left out of the picture.
He hasn't done anything yet, but just wait.
Oh, he hasn't done anything yet?
So much for baskets, huh, Chef?
Oh, my God. That is killer.
Does that make you want to go sit in your easy chair and watch TV?
That makes me want to sit on the beach under a palm tree, looking at the water and the sun, and eating some...
Having a couple
and drinking some of Danny DeVito's premium
limoncello along with this.
That's for Audia. Audia knows
all.
She's Brazilian.
Audia. Brazilian knows best.
The perfect Manhattan. Now, if you would like to... find out more about all the recipes that you see here today, if you can't be here. We're going to have all these recipes on chefandthefatman.com, chefandthefatman.com. All the recipes will be there. You can do these recipes at home, with the exception of the liquid nitrogen, which we do not recommend. But the great folks at Dubonnet have helped make this possible. But without further ado, yes, you're going to throw another T-shirt, Chef
yes.
Red.
This is the last one.
The last one.
This one was signed... by no one.
Signed by no one.
Here we go.
Right through her hands.
I'm taking my T-shirt off next, and it's going out in the crowd. So don't worry.
There you go, ma'am. Don't go empty-handed. All right, my friends.
Thank you.
Chefs. Now, I got to tell you, chefs, you got beauties and the beast here.
Which one's the beast?
Well, I don't want to say.
Don't mention it.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the deal. We're talking Alain Chai here, right?
Right.
Alain's my chef and partner over at the Domenico, which should have opened 2 months ago, which will open next month in the Roosevelt Hotel. Unbelievable place, unbelievable chef.
We're going to be making...
Who likes pasta? Anybody like pasta? Well, we won't have pasta today. Who likes pizza? Well, no pizza today. But who likes salumi?
What a bunch of lions.
Come on, who likes salumi?
Yeah, come on, give it up.
Here's the deal about Alain. Alain is a great friend, a wonderful chef, who started raising his own pigs, taking the pigs, making sausages out of them, making salumis. Everything from the prosciutto to the culatello, Alain makes, including this mortadella. So what we're doing today is we're actually taking pizza dough. And we'll take these pizza doughs, and Alain's taking the dough, let it rise, push it down, roll it out, and then cut them into little squares. We'll take these squares, but this could be like any dough. This could be...
You can use bread dough, pizza dough, you can go to Whole
Foods. This could be frozen biscuit dough.
Yeah.
Roll it out, fry it, and you create these little beignets, right? And then these beignets, we're going to make a mortadella mousse. Now, Alain's made this mortadella.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
So wait.
A mortadella mousse.
Mortadella. It's a fancy word for bologna, okay?
What's that in it?
It's Italian for bologna.
And
with pistachios, with some great fat in here, it's all cubed up. And so let me show you what we're going to do. It's so simple. And y'all can go to your grocery store, buy this in the deli. Just ask them for a chunk of fancy bologna.
Or but you can do this with just about anything, right, Chef?
Sure, you could puree up prosciutto or salami would work just great, too. And so watch, here's how simple it is. I'm taking the mortadella. I'm dicing it up. I'm chopping it and dicing it. Small pieces. We're going to make a little puree out of it.
Is Emily here today?
It's Emily's right there.
Hey, guys. Emily, Alain's fiancé. It's her birthday today. How about that? Let's hear it for Emily, everybody.
Give it up. Come on.
Would anybody like to try some mortadella?
And so watch. I'm taking some milk. I have a blender. You find it in your house. Trust me. Just look under the cabinet. I have some milk. I'm taking this bologna. I'm going to start pureeing it into the milk. It's that simple. Look.
Sandbag. Don't try to do this at home.
It's going to puree.
Go to Dominica.
It's going to
puree. For your pureed bologna needs.
Chef Best, how did you get regulated down to fry station? What's up with that?
Nah, I don't know.
That sounds not right.
It ain't for my brains, that's for sure. This takes a lot of skill, making sure you fry the bread just so.
Now let's talk a little bit about frying, Chef.
Once the mortadella purees into the milk,
did you have some
nice
yet?
And smooth.
Is it good? Is it surprise? Have you had something like that before?
No.
The really cool thing is that you go throughout parts of all over northern Italy, and they have the lardos. You know, lardos, what we call fatback in the south. When I was a kid, everything was cooked in fatback. Now Alon's Italian, everything has to have lardo in it. With a lardo, you can also make a mousse out of that. You puree the lardo, a little bit of white sauce, a little lardo, puree it, stuff it into these fried pizza crusts. They're incredible.
And now this is the beauty of this, is that you can take these, the fried pizza dough, and you can just put powdered sugar on it and eat it like that for dessert. Or you could take them, you could put a slice of prosciutto over the top of it, or a piece of salami.
Yeah.
And it could go either way.
Is it good?
Now, my friends, when we come back, we're going to find out what makes Dominica going to be the most special Italian restaurant in the city of New Orleans. You're going to want to get your reservations. You're going to want to get your food. You want to get your fun and your information. We are Chef and the Fat Man live from the incredible Carousel Bar at the magnificent Monteleone Hotel, the only four-diamond hotel in the French Quarter. And if you get a chance, you must check out the Ernest Hemingway Suite. It is absolutely amazing. I am in it, yes.
I slipped.
But when we come back, we're going to find out more secrets about the best empire and why it has become the biggest, baddest empire in all of New Orleans. More food, more fun, more tales of the cocktail from New Orleans, baby.
Woo! You didn't slip.
Well, so far, if you guys, I mean, where do you go and get fun like this but tales of the cocktail? You got to watch Marvelous Marvin create some of the incredible drinks using premium limoncello.
Marvin, 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 Marvin.
I thought I was testing a drink, last drink.
Chris Hanna from the incredible French 75 Cigar Bar in Arnos, the House to Casparian rebuilt. And now we are honored and privileged to have cooking right here for the second time, a command reappearance.
Woo-hoo!
The incredible
Chef
duo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chef Alon.
Chef Alon.
And Shia.
And his sous chef, Chef John Besh.
That's right. I'll be his sous chef any day.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I am a liar.
Hey, now let's talk a little bit about this is what makes your restaurant so special. You get exceptional partners, but then you sent Chef Alon where?
To Mississippi.
That's what I thought.
I went to Mississippi to search out pigs.
Yes.
And I found them and brought them home with me, and we raised them. And then when I got back, I moved to Italy.
That's it. You all collaborated, and you went to Italy for a year.
I did, yes. And I went out there to work with families and cure meats. But it was a culmination of my life's work.
It's something
I've always wanted to do. That's what it was.
It was a week of sleeping in the same beaten down truck right after Hurricane Katrina with his four nasty cats and my stinky truck.
He ended up loving the cats, trust me.
I wanted to cook the cats. After 4 days of no food, I had the Israeli and four cats with me. Cook the cats. Let's cook the cats. We make a little cat fricassee.
There you go.
We've got to
hide in the glove compartment.
I'm hungry.
But what's really going to make your restaurant special, Dominica, not only because you have Alon Shia there as a partner, but they went to Italy, spent a year traveling the country, going to little mom-and-pop restaurants, researching the best recipes, and Chef Alon actually went into the kitchens and learned the techniques and got the best recipes so that when they came back, this is a kind of meticulous research that really typifies Chef Besh's operations.
Actually, I think he was just running up his expense account, he and his fiancée over there.
What a babe.
Cruising. Is it?
Yeah, she's hot.
That's a redeemable fact.
Wait a minute.
That's a redeemable feature about
I'm over here. I'm over here
Alon.
Cooking for the people.
The good thing about Alon is he's got a gorgeous fiance.
Yes, he does.
Chef Alon, let's talk serious for 30 seconds.
That's what I'm, thank
it's
you.
About the
Please.
We've got.
Get back to the food.
So
for
he
a
was
second.
Sent. So the edict was, go to Italy, don't cook, don't come back cooking like a chef. Cook like an Italian grandmother. That's
and
what
so
we
what I did was I actually got a job at a restaurant working for a chef, and I asked him if I could go to his house and cook with his grandmother.
Nice.
And that's what I did. So I would spend nights at his grandmother's house making pasta from scratch on her dining room table and really learning the art and the technique of it.
Let me ask you this because it's
Emily doesn't hold it against them. They've recovered.
When I went to New York, I'd take a week at a time and I'd go to a restaurant and say, I want to work for free.
Yeah,
and that's how you get into it. Now, how much resistance did you get in getting into the restaurant, into grandma's kitchen?
Well, you know, the grandmothers loved it because they finally had somebody to cook with them and they didn't have to do all the work.
Language barrier
problem? It took a couple months and I learned the language and then it was just fine. It was the chefs that you know, would try to hide their recipes. The grandmothers were the ones that wanted to give it to you and teach you.
Right.
And so I found my best times out there were cooking with families, with mothers, with aunts, and in the kitchen, cooking dinner for the family. That was really the time that I got the most.
Tell them about your menu and what impact it's going to have, Alon.
And so the menu here that we're going to have in Dominica is going to be really it's a culmination of all the Italian food that I've cooked, what I saw in Italy, what I brought back. Giuseppe here, his family's from Calabria, and he's bringing his family traditions and his recipes with him. And so we're really going to show New Orleans some real authentic, true, real Italian food. Handmade pastas, wood-fired pizzas, handmade salamis and prosciutto, all made from scratch in-house. And then we're going to have a antique slicer. We'll be slicing these prosciutto. We'll serving them on top of torta frita with some gorgonzola cheese. And it's going to be just real simple, rich, authentic Italian food. And I hope that you all come out and see us when we open in September.
And where is
September of what year?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
September, we're going to be open in a couple months. You just come and we'll feed you.
Well, I just wanted to see if I could get Chef Bash a little more upset.
But let's take some questions. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll do some questions in the next segment.
Cool.
But I got to ask you, Chef, your other restaurants are, New Orleans is absolutely, and the public is absolutely eating them up. Let's talk about your other incredible establishments here in New Orleans.
Well, the cool thing is that New Orleans is a home to this whole melting pot of culture. So we have people from all around the world came and settled in New Orleans, unlike other parts of the country that had the same thing happen. Everybody that came to New Orleans wanted to fit into the Creole culture. People changed their names so that they would sound a little more French. They spoke a little more French. They acted a little more French in order to be accepted and to progress in the society. And so what we had was this total melting pot effect that you didn't have in other parts of the country. And so in your neck of the woods, you still have the Polish neighborhoods and the Italian neighborhoods.
Yep.
And this and that. Here, we all just kind of intermarried and became one.
One big gumbo.
One big gumbo, one big jambalaya. I think
go.
Of like gumbo as like the Jesse Tree of Louisiana That's cooking. Nice. And so you can kind of trace our roots through all these different elements of the gumbo or jambalaya for that matter. And so what makes this interesting is that I'm able to open a couple of restaurants here, drawing from different
that
cultural influences that made New Orleans special.
Let's talk about each one by one. What can you expect at all of them? Let's go to Luke.
It's your awesome. Alsatian influence. That's your Alsatian, your Germanic, French, brasserie, everything from great burgers to the perfect French fry and
incredible
some of the finest charcuterie that you're going to find in the city. And then you have all the good classic, what I call New Orleans brasserie fare, where you have the great trout almondine, the great trout meunière. You can't miss it. That's good stuff.
Boiled
That's the stuff we're
kind
of raised on. Friday, for instance, that's Redfish Cubillon Day.
Oh.
And so we follow a lot of my family traditions at Luke. And Luke happens to be my third restaurant, my third son. So
there you go. How about August?
August wasn't my son. He was my boss at one time. I bought his restaurant as I grew up working for him and later turned it into a really contemporary Louisiana, I like to call it contemporary Louisiana French. So definite Louisiana influences there, but everything's still served in a very clean, crisp, contemporary manner. Then we have the best steakhouse. People think,
oh, man.
I think that's the funnest. That's Jared Tease is there, and Jared
nice.
Tease
oh, he rocks.
Is an incredible chef and
yes.
probably one of the best cooks I've ever met. This guy can cook like there's no tomorrow. So anyway, people often think, like, well, New Orleans Steakhouse, what's that all about? Now, I have to remind them that Roots Chris was founded here. We have
a great
steakhouse tradition. New Orleans has had it for many, many years, and I like just to follow that tradition. That's inside Harris Casino, decorated by your man, the Blue Dog himself.
Absolutely. And that's where we met Executive Chef Alon Shaya, was there at, you know, at
when he was just a wee lad.
And I'll tell you what, we knew then, when we tasted his food and the incredible command and respect that the kitchen staff had for him, we knew this was going to be a man who was going to make his path here in New Orleans.
And when you guys came, I knew I had to order more food.
Well,
because y'all ate so much.
You know, what's with this you guys stuff? Chef, I'm trying to pump you up. I got you drinks by Marvin.
You did?
And
you did?
There you go.
I'm
you
sorry.
You keep drinking my drink.
I let you down.
How about those drinks? That, have y'all had these drinks at all? Come on, Emily. Let me see something.
No, he meant something to drink. Here we go. Who would like to try one of these? Okay. There you go. Share.
We got Best of Steakhouse. We got Luke's.
August.
Then we have La Provence. La Provence is was my mentor's restaurant on the North Shore, about an hour away. And turns out that he grew in age and he passed away, and I didn't want to see the restaurant just close, and so we purchased it, and we sent one of our great chefs, Eric Close, there. Eric's doing a great job. And then recently we just... Right, I guess about 2 years ago, we started actually farming there. So we turned the back 4 acres into a small farm. That's where Lon started the whole... Lon and Steve both started the whole pig project, bringing in Berkshire pigs, raising them just on organic scraps from all the different restaurants.
So and one thing is for certain, my friends, if you think you're going to walk in on a Besh restaurant, you can just about forget it. It's very, very wise to call ahead, make reservations.
No, but please, walk in.
Go to Luke tonight. Luke is an incredible restaurant. It's right down the street. You got to go there for dinner tonight.
And you can't the rent's much higher to August. Go to August tonight, please, quickly. Run to August.
What?
And then we have the American Sector, which is going to open up in the National World War II Museum. And the American Sector is really cool. That's kind of put in my lap by a former Marine general that I used to work for. Once in a blue moon, I'd been a Marine and...
Still a Marine.
Still a Marine, but they then started bringing people in and out of the restaurant a good bit, Restaurant August. And so they just popped the question to me, would you like to maybe consult and work with the National World War II Museum
That's
and create
awesome.
This concept for that museum?
What an honor.
And so it was an honor. And so I've gotten to meet maybe half a dozen Medal of Honor winners, working with them, thinking about what can we do to create like this authentic feel of a... stage door canteen back in the 1940s.
That's
really
awesome.
Emulating what was done in New York, Paris, and Brussels. During the war, troops would leave the front lines. They would go to these stage door canteens, and they would be served by the entertainers, and they would also eat great food and see a great show. And that's what we're trying to emulate.
And that's what we're doing right here, giving everyone here a great show. It is Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs live from the incredible Carousel Bar. It is in the Hotel Monteleone, the four Diamond Hotel. Not stars, baby, diamonds. In the French Quarter. Now, when we come back, we've got one more recipe and one more segment with Chef Besh, Chef Alon Shaya. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. Let us hear it, New Orleans, for Tales of the Cocktail 2009 and the Monteleone Hotel. Love you, New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Ready?
It's hot, Chef. It's hot.
Come on.
It's burning hot.
Oh! Oh, my friends, are you having fun here in New Orleans? How about this Carousel Bar? How about the Dubonnet? The Danny DeVito Premium Limoncello? And most importantly, the biggest, baddest bourbon to ever come out of the Old West, Bullet! Chef Fred, this is more fun. This is absolutely sad and sickening that is coming to an end here pretty soon.
It is very sad and sickening. And you know what? This has got to be...
You're not passing
those
out?
I say this every year. I feel bad, but you know what I'm going to say.
Come on, bro. You got to pass them out, baby.
This is, without a doubt, the best Tales that we've been to in 4 years.
And we'd like to thank each and every one out there. You all made this show rock. Give yourselves a big hand.
Oh, my
God. Oh, thank you very much, Dad.
How are you doing?
Now, my friends, where's Chef Besh? He's hanging around here somewhere. I don't know.
Did you
I fired him.
Yeah, Now there,
there's a cute girl back there.
What do you got there in your hand, Chef?
I don't know. I'm just.
He's got the best vinaigrettes in town, is what he's got.
So, this
Chef
is the deal.
Alain's vinaigrette. I like it.
Chef Steve McHugh's vinaigrettes.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, one thing is, he may not be married, but he'll certainly be pickled.
This year, we fouled it all up. We started off with Danny DeVito. We should have ended up with him. These guys are back in the back with Danny doing shots. Limoncello. Oh, limoncello. Oh, wait a second. We have more limoncello.
How about the Dubonnet gal? Oh, wow. That's what
nice
you say
cat,
about doing.
Man. Nice cat. The cat's name
Did
is?
You talk to Lisa about the girl?
Joseph? Joseph the cat.
Who it's wants a John Dutch vinaigrette?
Okay.
Here we go. They're breakable.
All right, my friends.
So, come on.
We're going to do one final recipe here. The chefs are tantalizing the audience with the
Hold on one second. I think we need to do a taste test.
All right. Let's do a taste test. We got time.
What do you need?
These here are our house-made liqueurs. We get Ponchatoula strawberries.
No. Give them the real name. Speak Italian.
And we make Fragolino.
Fragolino.
With Ponchatoula strawberries.
I wish you could see this, my friends. On the top of the glass-top piano, everybody is lining up with their glasses trying to get free shots.
We get Meyer lemons from Plaquemine Parish, and we make limoncino.
No.
Not premium.
L'italiano, por favore.
Okay. Abbiamo limone fresca di Plaquemine Parish. E facciamo limoncino per
He per said
voi.
Something about limoncino from Plaquemines Parish.
Emily had it curing on top of her refrigerator for about 6 months.
Emily, the goddess.
Not one thing, Chef.
It's her birthday, guys. Everybody give it up for Emily Austin.
The audience absolutely demands one more recipe. Have you got it in you?
Yeah. What do you want?
What do we got?
I don't know. You tell me.
Go back there and let's whip up some shrimp.
Would everybody like some shrimp? Yes.
And we've got some Dubonnet.
We got some bullet bourbon.
Oh, shrimp and bourbon sauce.
Yes,
there we
go.
Bullet bourbon to go with this beautiful Louisiana shrimp.
But
seriously,
Chef Fesh, of course. Of course.
Right, man.
Chefs, you will do That's us the strong. Honor of sampling everything before you cook with it.
Of course.
I like the chorus.
Come on, y'all. Step on up.
This
Chef
is
Blondie. I made this. This is good stuff. Come on.
Arancino.
Let's go, Blondie.
This is an arancino. Do you like it?
That's right. I'm talking to you.
What do you guys think? It's Alain's premium limoncino.
I will drink along.
Never drink along.
Black asparagus, oranges, lemons.
This is an arancino made with fresh
arancino.
Oranges.
Arancino.
Local grown.
Oh, local
like?
Oranges.
Now, gentlemen, with time drawing to an end, we must get the third recipe rocking.
The third recipe,
recipe. Look at these shrimp.
Here.
Have you ever seen shrimp like that before?
Yeah.
These are all house-made liqueurs. Some strawberry, no problem.
Now, my friends, for those of you like this lovely lady right here who has gone up to the front area,
Orange.
The book area, we now have our Chef and the Fat Man's Red, White, and Blue Collar Cooking Book available for you. We also have some zesty love rub. You tried those shrimp at the beginning. Those were done in our love rub and table seasoning. So we'll sign those books for you immediately after the show. So thank you very much. Get the books out front, and we will sign them for you after the show. 185 recipes that are mostly done in about 20 minutes or less.
I don't know.
All right, chefs, let's get ready to rock. For recipe number 3.
Wait, what about the cocktail? We want the cocktail first.
Okay, what cocktail do you want?
But I'm whipping up a recipe. You're whipping up a cocktail right
you
now,
like
bro.
It? All right, what's all in the recipe?
We're gonna have a recipe cocktail throwdown. If that's okay, unless you're scared.
No, I'm not scared.
If you're scared,
no, I'm not scared.
Steve will do the cocktail if you don't want.
I'll do the cocktail. I don't know if he...
It's a throwdown.
It's a throwdown.
You make the cocktail, and we'll let Marvin cook the shrimp.
Whoa!
Oh! Yeah!
Oh!
All right.
Yes, indeed.
Go, Justine. There's a ringer.
So what I'm doing here...
All right, now you're in trouble, Chef.
Here, crack an egg in there.
Because I'm making a cocktail.
Some Dubonnet.
Hurry, Chef. The clock is ticking.
This would taste very nice. I've been studying this because I am, in fact, a mixologist.
A mixologist?
At first, what I would do is add some of the...
Fragolino. Fragolino.
I need some of that. He took the vodka. We add a little bit of the Fragolino. And then I'll add some... Chef.
I got it for you. Here we go.
Vanilla vodka.
How's the shrimp doing?
I think we need a dash of...
Bullet bourbon.
A little bit of Dubonnet.
Wow, this is going to be
interesting.
Some special little bitters that we made called lemon.
Lemon bitters? You know what? I don't think either of you are going to have to give up your day jobs here.
I will then take some orange peel and some ice.
Oh, God.
All right.
And a little touch of, what do you call this?
Simple syrup.
Syrup.
Now
shake it up.
Yep,
there you go.
Take this. I will put something like that.
Don't shake it near me.
Give it up. It's going to be a great day. Come
something.
On, everybody.
Get over here, Steve McHugh.
It's not a matter of who finishes first.
And how do you do? I've been to a couple bars before.
Yeah, it looks like it. I'm just kidding, Chef.
Easy, fat man.
I know. All right, we got to try this. You try it first.
One more, s'il vous plaît.
Oh. That's what happens when you can't talk. I didn't know spittoons.
You notice
were
I will admit the egg yolk this time.
What we got over there?
The John Besh surprise.
Taste that, baby.
I have no idea. Should I be scared?
That is incredible. No, seriously, it is really good.
What do you expect?
You will want to do this. Please step up, lady.
It's not bad. It's really good.
Wow.
The mixologist is praising it.
That is good.
This guy knows what he's doing.
Really,
come on, chef. Give it a
all right,
piece of chance.
It really is.
Who wants the John Besh surprise cocktail?
Everybody
wants it.
Surprise. I had some.
My friends here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, for the first time ever, Chef John Besh took the throwdown challenge to the master mixologist in New Orleans, Marvin Allen. And now we must try. Are the shrimps ready, Chef McHugh?
Yeah, we've got shrimp and everything to make a Manhattan in here. We're calling it Shrimp Manhattan.
Woo! Oh, shrimp Manhattan!
Oh, let's try this. Oh, butter. Oh, I gotta wait till the butter's in here. Tell us quickly. We heard from Chef Besh as he was making his drink over there. What's in your marvelous concoction, Marvin?
Of course, bullet bourbon.
Woo!
There's a little bit of vanilla vodka. Some...
sweet vermouth.
Dubonnet. A little limoncello. A little raspberry for a little sweetness. We got some andouille sausage. Some tomatoes.
Are we going to have this recipe on the website?
Oh, man. You got it.
The winning recipe will be on somebody's website.
Yes, it will. Now, we must... when you're ready, chefs... we will pull someone from the audience. Chef Besh, hold that drink. We're going to take somebody from the audience who's going to determine who shall win the Chef Throwdown.
Come on, Emily. Get up here. I take it all back.
I was going to say, it should be the birthday girl.
No, because we know.
No, Chef Alon's not involved in either.
All right, let's bring her up, too.
Birthday girl!
Bring it up. Come on.
No, both of you.
Okay.
Both of them.
She wants to make sure that Chef Besh wins so he stays employed.
Yeah. Well,
that's right. We're in a recession.
Well, let's bring a tiebreaker up here. All right.
Give it up. Emily Osteen.
Come on up, sir.
Is she beautiful or what? Give it up.
Yes, she
is.
Strawberry.
And you know, she looks extremely good with her face all red.
1 minute left, gentlemen. 1 minute.
All right, here we go.
1 minute.
We're going to pass it out to the peeps. And let them judge. Right here on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs.
Like
the first ever Mixologist Chef Throwdown in New Orleans with the best of the best. Marvelous Marvin and John B.
You better watch out, McHugh.
All right, now, the audience anticipation. This will be the final segment of the show. This is it. Who will win? The anticipation is great. Chef Besh or formerly employed Chef McHugh?
The John Besh cocktail.
Well, no, man, you're running Luke. You can't. We can't lose you, baby. All right.
One more shrimp, gentlemen.
We're choosing which one do you like better, the cocktail or the shrimp?
That's it.
All right, that's it. Now, try the cocktail to wash it down.
Sir, you have to pee. Oh, you got some. Never mind, we're good.
All right, as we're getting ready to wrap up the show,
y'all
the Tales
really
of the Cocktail
nice
2009.
Hold it back. Hold it back.
No, it's
your
compliments.
First name and which is your choice?
My name is Emily and I like the cocktail.
Woo! Your first name and where are you from?
My girl right
best?
There.
My name's Carrie. I'm from Lafayette, and I like the cocktail.
Carrie! Sir, your name and where you from, please?
I'm Harvey. I'm from Louisiana. I love the cocktail.
Stay behind the bar. Stay behind
you guys
the
can
bar.
Go to the cashier and collect
ladies
the money.
And gentlemen,
please,
on behalf of all of us, Bullet Bourbon, Dubonnet, Tales of the Cocktail, we thank you very much for being an incredible audience. And we'd like to thank you all, most importantly, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for helping to bring this magnificent city back from the depths of degradation to the biggest, baddest city. Thank you. And please, on this most festive occasion, remember that there are men and women standing the post for us, making sure that we enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
On behalf of the Shepherd of Batman staff, woo! Engineer, Linda Genovese, producer, till next Tales of the Cocktail, my friends.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
We love you. We love you, America.
Can you make us one more before you get... Yeah.